has to do with the lease agreement that we have with Wandendale. Wandendale has hunting preserve located on these sites, and the owners of Wandendale Farms wanted to be able to continue their hunting business.
They want the best of both worlds, huh?
Beg your pardon, sir?
They want the best of both worlds, huh? Two leases per property.
So the avoid area is hunting areas?
Yes, sir.
And same with the retained rights?
Yes, they want to be able to, they have areas that they are going to continue to farm, and they have areas that they are going to continue to use for their hunting.
And just give me some explanation why would you put a lagoon, a irrigation lagoon, so close to the inland, the Herring Creek?
Why
wouldn't there any other spot with 320 acres to get it? I would think it would make more sense to get it away from.
Let Mr. Pepper,
if somebody could maybe address.
What lagoon is about? George B. Lagoon B?
Whatever, yeah, I don't have the map right here. Okay. I'm just looking at that map, the one there.
Right,
yeah, next to the creek.
Lagoon B, right?
Yeah. Why is that a desirable spot?
Bruce?
I would think most people logically would think keep things away from the creek.
I guess it doesn't overflow, you okay?
There's actually a couple reasons, and I mean, keep in mind the lagoons are lined, so I mean, there's no discharge coming from the lagoon. We tried to preserve as much as we could of the better soils for the disposal. In addition, that's actually buffered quite well, I guess, by the wooded area that exists on the, I guess it would be on the north side.
Toward the creek side?
Towards the, well, actually both the north and the east, there's a wooded buffer.
Right.
So there's no other, I mean, okay. I mean, there was no concern with Department of Natural Resources as that is a location for one of those lined lagoons?
No, there's no concern from an environmental perspective.
Is the lagoons a storage for treated or untreated?
It's treated.
It is treated prior. So if you have a surge, for lack of a better word, you have a blow-off point, and let it sit until you have time. If the weather's bad for spraying or something.
Right. It's treated water such that when the farmer's farming, when he's plowing, cultivating, harvesting the crops, if the ground's frozen, if the ground's saturated, we would not be able to spray. So it's for
so
that
that's
purpose.
Water that's ready to be sprayed.
Yes, it's clean water.
And are you going to put in, Bruce, in like the rib sites? Are they going to go in? Is the ribs going in first? Is that your plan, or not the ribs? Or
most likely the ribs would be the first phase, yes.
Because it's right across the street. It's financially probably better off to do that.
Yes, that as well. Yes.
Gentlemen, by way of some summary on behalf of the applicant, I again remind you that the 320 acres does allow you to keep 320 acres in agricultural use rather than being developed by 640 single-family dwellings. There is also the proposal here as our design that the aesthetics would be agricultural-like, and there will be buffers between the proposed uses by way of woods in order to avoid any unsightly uses, although most ribs can't be seen from the road. And the wastewater treatment plant would look barn-like. And the buffers also would provide for any concerns that neighbors may have about any odors or what have you. I would point out to you again that there is an Exhibit C contained in your book, which is the map with the blue and the pink area. And I'm going to put it back up on the easel for you for just a moment. As I commented earlier, we've had some situations in recent years where artesian tidewater and the county have been competing for some or all of the same service areas. We have areas in your planning study, the yellow areas, that we're obligated to serve because we have certification from the Public Service Commission, and we have areas outside that in the blue area. What we did was we met with, and that would be Mr. Patrick, me, and some others, met with Mr. Izzo and some of his staff in order to discuss this situation. And what we did was we reached an understanding that in the findings and facts and the conclusions or conditions of approval, which have their own separate tab, we have agreed that this wastewater treatment plant, even though it is located in an area that is served by Sussex County, will not serve any of those things that are within the Sussex County service area, except for those areas which we already previously have certifications for. I don't know that the county government, and you all can answer this question better than I, would ever come to this plant and say, we need help, we need for you to take care of this while we get our plant online, or vice versa. But if that should occur, then obviously there could be some change in that particular circumstance. But ultimately, we have agreed that we will not be involved in serving those areas other than the ones that are already certificated, anybody within the county area. We've also agreed with the county engineering department that any improvements for the collection, treatment, and disposal site, that's the green area in the pink, would be constructed and maintained in accordance with the county engineering department's requirements, along with those requirements that may be imposed upon the Tidewater people by the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control or any other governmental agency that has jurisdiction over the site. We have also agreed that we would submit to the county engineering department a regional plan that shows the areas that we propose to serve, and that we would periodically provide technical data to support those service areas and bring it up to speed on an annual basis. And we would also provide the engineering department with copies of the CPCNs or applications so that there would be some understanding between the two agencies as to what is or is not to be served. Lastly, of course, we would be subject to site plan review and approval by the County Planning and Zoning Commission. I know there were a couple people who spoke in opposition to this at the Planning Commission, and I suppose that there will be some more that will appear and testify this afternoon against this particular application. But ultimately, we're filling a gap that's not being served by the County Engineering Department. We have tried to stay out of the County Engineering Department's way, and they seem to be able to have enough to keep them entertained in their service area that they won't be bumping into us. What we are proposing is a use that's public or semi-public that's appropriate for a conditional use. We're talking about 3,700 EDUs, of which only 400 are reserved. It does not allow us to go out of this area that we are showing you in the blue area. We are not going to be serving worldwide areas from this particular site. If this were to meet with your approval, you all have the opportunity to impose conditions, including the service areas that would be served. And if there were some change in circumstances later, those conditions would have to come back to the Planning and Zoning Commission and to the County Council for some modification. With those thoughts in mind, we're prepared to receive any questions that all of you may have of us at this particular time, if any.
Did you investigate in your light blue area, again, the concern maybe the whole facility being so close to the inland bays, not just that lagoon? How about the whole facility? Did you look through any of this, all that land that seems to be?
We have the same problem the county has, Mr. Cole, and as you know, site selection is a difficult situation for the county as it is for any private utility. First things first, you have to find a site that's large enough to handle the facility. Secondly, it's got to have the appropriate soils. And thirdly, you have to find somebody who is willing to undertake having a wastewater treatment plant on their particular site. As the site evaluations took place and the analysis was made by Tidewater, this was the person, the place, and the site that met all of the criteria. Are there other areas that may be suitable within the blue? Yeah. Are there other areas that were available? Maybe not, because either the owner or the soils weren't appropriate.
But you did.
We didn't randomly pick out this site and say this is the one we want and make it the only site that was available for a selection. No. After all, we are going into the county engineering's area.
Into what?
We are going into the county engineering department's area. And curiously enough, they have a facility in ours.
Well, you just, you don't have that. Nobody's giving you that area, right?
That's correct.
Right, nobody, okay.
But they do have an area, they have disposal sites.
You're just trying to say this is, you're staking out an area that you want to capture that business in that area.
Well, the only person who can say we can capture it would be the Public Service Commission, but we would be available to provide service.
How come we got the circle down at that lower end and it's follows, looks like roadways or property lines elsewhere.
Hemoglobin.
It's a hemoglobin.
I'm just wondering why it went down and all of a sudden went.
It was easy to draw.
I mean, is there some rationale to that? I'm just trying to figure it out.
It actually, we tried to get a couple of miles kind of off of areas that were proposed to serve, have franchise area two or already serve, and there was no neat road network, I guess, in that particular area. So I think it shows a little bit of flexibility.
All right.
Mr. Cole, just to supplement maybe your area of concern, if in fact this application were granted, in order for the Tidewater people to serve, they would still have to get a certificate of public convenience and necessity for the area to be served, and that would have to be upon the petition of the landowner asking to be brought in. There may be some unusual circumstances where there are persons or properties that have failing septics who are unable to get a replacement septic permit, and if that's the case, then Tidewater would be available. But again, you still have to have the CPCN and the petitioning process to get there.
And what was the Office of Planning's coordination concern? Did they have?
We're waiting for PLUS comments.
We're still waiting. Okay, we have.
No, the PLUS comments actually were received on Monday.
We have them. Okay.
We have not had
those. Could you summarize them, Mr. Lank, or are you aware of them? Do you want to summarize them?
Sure.
It positive or negative?
Well, it's
they
the office.
Again,
let me tell you what, Mr. Cole. It's the Office of State Planning Coordination, and their view of life is that the best way to develop any project is not to develop it at all.
That's a negative comment. Now, come on.
And if you take
trust this guy, trust
I get my shots. It is a reiteration of what they previously said. It is a level 4 area, and they are adamantly opposed to anything in the area, period.
Do they feel that this will encourage more development in the level 4 area?
No, it doesn't encourage any further development. We're trying to serve the development that's already there. You have to read it for yourself. They're asking us to address their concerns about traffic. Well, there's no traffic. We're talking about one sewer plant with a couple operators coming in every day to work that thing, as opposed to the potential for X number of dwelling houses that could be put on the same farm site because it's in a developing area. The trade-offs are excellent, but their philosophy is that thou shalt not do anything in a level 4. And if you take a look at the proposed findings of fact I've given as a sample for you all to work from if you choose to approve it, and the executive summary, there is a very good argument in there about why the level 4 should be not taken into consideration and why you can go around the level 4 if you choose to do so. Mr. Jones, you had a question?
All the yellow, I realize, is your deal.
I'll copy it, but I'm
going to
read it.
Out of the yellow, all those projects, how many of those are actually up and running? Are you serving any of them now? I mean, through, you know, small.
Yeah, point out where there's some houses on those yellow spots.
The ones that we would propose to bring to this facility are proposed developments. We actually have facilities that we own that are in operation.
Smaller treatment plants on site.
Treatment plants on them. What's here proposed to be brought to the facility, actually, some of the projects are approved, some of them are proposed, but no existing house, but it will prevent sale plan from being built.
So in the blue you have nothing existing, that's all?
There's approved developments, actually. There are actual homes on this one.
Okay, that's what I'm trying. There are some homes there, okay. Yeah. And the rest of them, you don't have any comment? The rest of those yellow areas, they're not much there?
They're approved and certificated, but not necessarily built.
Not got the ground.
Doesn't mean a whole lot in today's market. Could be sitting there for years.
Well, under your ordinance, is not more than 5.
If they have final.
Are they
absolutely
subdivisions
they go away.
That can be sunsetted, or the RPCs, or can't be sunsetted?
Let's say
the majority, I believe, just looking at the map, are preliminary approvals. There's a couple of finals in there that could be sunset after 5 years.
Right. A couple of them.
I'd have to look at each one to see again.
But not
there's a large number of sites in there.
The difference between final, Lawrence, and preliminary is that they have to bring it in for final, and they can sit on it, if that's correct.
No, you get preliminary approval, it's valid for a year, and you have to ask for a time extension.
Okay.
There's several applications that are under time extension now. And once they get final, then they have 5 years to be substantially underway. Not completed, but substantially underway.
But that's not the planned communities, that's just the under the subdivision ordinance.
Planned communities, residential planned communities could fall under the same criteria. It doesn't say so in the code. If they don't, if they're inactive, no action's been taken, no substantial improvement, they could be void at the choice of the commission. And we have done that.
What I'm saying is, okay, you have done that, but
several times.
Okay, several times, but rarely. Okay, I'm just, but an RPC and a conditional use residential application doesn't necessarily sunset by ordinance.
Conditional use can sunset for inactivity.
Okay. But the sunsetting ordinance only addresses in a year, okay. But the sunsetting ordinance only addresses
subdivision regulation.
Only. Right. Okay.
Unless it's a condition of the approval, and typically it's a condition of the approval.
Okay.
All right.
What's the land use plan say about it, Dennis?
A land use plan?
Anything about treatment plans, yes or no, in between or no?
Take a look at the executive summary.
Why don't we ask Lawrence?
Who knows? I haven't got a good copy yet.
Yeah.
Well, there's got a new plan. We have better copies.
I'm
being smart, but that's,
right? No,
that's,
well,
that's
yeah.
I think the answer, not to be intentionally vague, but you know the land use plan.
Don't give George.
You think it's funny?
Fuel.
I think it's funny. I didn't like it.
Well,
you don't like it either.
Mr. Godwin and I experienced a seminar a couple months ago where I tried to teach the land use plan to lawyers, and it was kind of difficult in some areas, but. Ultimately, the idea of the land use plan is that gets into the occupancy of the land by residential uses, and it talks about the need for infrastructure to be there to support these types of activities, but it does not specifically address utilities such as electric substations, wastewater treatment wells, pump stations for these types of facilities.
Does your buddies up in Dover's addressing that or not, or yes, no? We just got, okay.
Again, I think their focus is on their level of service for.
Okay.
And our requirements do not require the state to expend any sums of money. We would be involved in the repair and restoration of the roads should it be necessary to do so, although, as Bruce pointed out, we're going to do everything in the rights of way to the side, not cut roads. We're not intending to block roads, and we would be pretty much in the same posture, Mr. Jones, if we were the county engineering department. You try to avoid those things.
Questions, gentlemen?
I'm just reading the...
For the benefit of council, we passed down a copy of the letter we just received from the County Holland office on behalf of the plus comments.
And P&Z hadn't seen this yet.
No, we just got it.
No, the way
we got it yesterday.
As the posture
goes,
Mr.
Commission
Jones,
gets it Thursday.
The planning and zoning record remains open 15 days from Thursday night. The earliest that the Planning and Zoning Commission could take action on this would be sometime in August.
Okay. Any other questions? I think you're good to go.
Thank you. I'll stand there.
Thank you. Is there anyone here who wishes to express approval for the subdivision? The application, excuse me. Somebody. All right. Anyone here who wishes to express disapproval for the application? One at a time, please come forward.
No political speeches now.
That's right.
Who's political? My name is Joan Deaver. I live at 19208 Plantation Road in Rehoboth, and actually outside of Rehoboth, and I represent Citizens for a Better Sussex. I have been going door to door, Mr. Phillips, and I know that the people don't know about this. The people who live around here in this area do not know about this. And it really distresses me to see a company like Tidewater having already worked with the county and invested a lot of money in this type of project, and the public really doesn't know about it. And here you come with, you know, the last hearing that we're going to have on this issue, and still the people don't know about this. And I would think a town hall meeting would be required here. This is a big project. This is 300 acres of land. I don't see why you would approve this. I don't know why you would feel required to change this land's zoning. You have the choice. I read the letter from the State Office of Planning Coordination, and I took about five excerpts out of it and emailed it to all councilmen. He may not have had a chance to read it. The state is against it. There are many good reasons why the state's against it, and I don't know why the county now would choose not to cooperate with the state, because the state has to pay for infrastructure, and the state objects to this because it encourages development out in zones where they are not going to build roads. They are not going to have to build schools. So, you know, the state has to pay for our decisions here today. We're all part of the state. We're all Delawareans, and the state reaches into all our pockets. So we don't want to be responsible for increasing state taxes by having made a decision on something like this. The county now has nearly 29,000 lots that have been approved but haven't been built on. There are 5,000 lots when you look at Elizabethtown and Isaac's Glen, which have not been sunsetted and haven't been built on. My questioning is about, should this project for some reason be approved? I have questions about why we would not be protecting communities like the Willows, Love Creek Woods, or even the Midway Baptist Church with forested buffers. And I want you to know that our water, we live on Plantation Road, our water is very high in nitrates there. It's just under the line. And I have read that these plants require the farmer to use twice as much fertilizer. Then that means that our water will be more heavily polluted with nitrates than it is now. This land will be exhausted in 20 years. That is what I have read about these plants. So you're saying that we will have...
Rib site?
Yes.
About the ribs. Okay.
Well, the entire thing. It will be exhausted in 20 years. We're not talking about what's going to happen to it after 20 years. So I don't see where we're looking at agricultural into perpetuity. I do question odor that would come from the site, insects that might come from the site. I have read that this water, the final result, does still contain chemicals and hormones and harmful pharmaceuticals. I question the trucks hauling away the sludge. I question who they're serving. If they're not serving that area, what in the world are they doing over by the inland bays? That's sensitive land. They don't belong there. Forgive me, I really care about the inland bays, and it's so important to our economy. I know you all realize that. I would far rather see the county take care of sewer issues. The county has the people, people's interests. This company is, I'm sure it's a fine company, but its bottom line is profit. And that means every flush has to pay. There'll be a profit margin with every flush. Now, it does encourage development in areas where the state's not going to support it. And I can tell you from going door to door, this is not what people want. And if DENREC's going to monitor the well sites, I question that. DENREC's having trouble monitoring the Indian River Power Plant. DENREC is having a great deal of trouble monitoring the environment in many, many areas. And I wouldn't count on DENREC monitoring these well sites. This was just at the state in June. It's now just July. What is the hurry? The people do not know about it.
Mrs. Deaver,
I would like to correct a couple of things you said. You said, why would we want to change the zoning on this? Well, I don't know. You're probably not familiar with it, but we're not changing the zoning on it. It's just conditional use. the zoning stays with it.
It would change the use, is that right?
You said to change the zoning. We're not changing the zoning.
Well, you're the expert.
Okay, thank you. And it also said about, you talked about Isaac's Glen not going to be built. Well, that's months ago they withdrew that, so that's nothing new. We've known that for months.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, there were 5,000, when you look at that, and Elizabethtown approvals. So we have lots and lots of approvals.
Right. So you'd rather see all these places on septic systems than you would on in a central sewer system?
What places? You're talking about new developments?
Yeah, any of them.
I think that the sewer system can be over in the blue area and away from the inland bays. If that's who they're going to serve, let them go over there.
You basically want them out of the pink area.
That's right.
The treatment part.
That's right. Away from Midway Baptist Church, away from these communities.
Okay.
We're just doing more of what we've been doing, and we don't have the support from the state for it.
But over the years, the sewer, central sewer, has been like a throttle for development, especially when the county puts it in different places. So what I'm getting from you is you think with on-site systems, the development and smaller maybe community systems, the development wouldn't be as attractive in the level four area, and you wouldn't see growth as being
attractive
to, say, I mean, converting the farmland to residential property, you know, but by adding this and creating a sewage system that's going to pipe it to a certain place, like we do, like with an inland base, you'll feel it's going to be more attractive and it'll attract more people to the level four area.
And that's what the State Office of Planning Coordination is saying in the first paragraph.
Well, it would take farmland, if I'm not mistaken, that, say, has poor soil,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden that's not attractive for development, but mm-hmm. because of this, all of a sudden it becomes attractive for development.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and it just drives
poor
development.
Poor soils for development, not poor soils for farming.
But. And we're not going to have the support from the state that we would need in those developments.
But you see this being a
problem. So we're going to have more traffic problems, more problems with the environment, more complaints for people.
So systems like this in that level four area is, in your opinion, not in the best interest of the long-term growth of the county?
It's opportunistic and not in the best interest of the long-term growth of the county, and it is not in the people's best interest.
Okay. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is John Townsley. I reside at 22519 Woods Court, Lewis, Delaware. I'd like to reiterate the one fact that this project has probably been the least known project in the area for homeowners. I think they did the minimal amount of advertising for this and did not contact anybody other than those that were almost on top of some of the sites. In addition, I guess one of the things that I keep hearing here is that it's drinking water quality. I would like to see them take a drink of that water. It's my understanding you cannot drink that water. It's my understanding that if it's sprayed on any type of crop, that crop cannot be used for human consumption directly. Secondly, I'm concerned about the location of the plant and why it's near the inland bays and not into the blue area, if that's where they're serving. And then I guess third is the after effects of what happens with spray irrigation and the effect on the land. I believe that it's condemned for a period of time before you can use it, given the material that is now being sprayed on it and placed within the lands. I think if they want to put up a wastewater treatment facility to serve the blue area, it should be within the blue area and not in a residential area.
Could you do me a favor, sir, and spell your last name?
Townsley.
Lawrence, while you're doing that.
Thanks.
Lawrence, address like the Department of Natural Resources. Did they have any concerns about this location that this gentleman's alluded to? And I think even my comments were concerning that it's proximity to the inland bays?
The only comment we would have gotten would be in the plus comments.
Okay, did they make any as to location? Because they're the agency that we rely on for direction. What kind of direction did they give us?
Let's see, I'm on six pages, I believe. Let's see.
Thank you, sir. I mean, if you want to sit down, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to try to follow up on some of your issues here. Mm-hmm.
far as the negative, they said the rapid infiltration basin proposed on a northern portion of the combined parcel area should not be sited adjacent to the headwater tributary connected to Love Creek, nor should forest cover be removed to accommodate it.
So we're talking about where that lagoon is next to in that area.
Right. Doing so will increase the volume of water discharges to the creek while potentially decreasing water quality. Denvec strongly recommend that the ridge system be relocated to a more suitable location and the forest cover retained. And then, well, then you get the response. The response is the reference rib is appropriately located based on soil suitability. There will be only positive impacts on water quality as a result of the design of the facility in conformance with all DENREC and other agency regulations. In addition, nutrients leaving the site post-development will be less than those leaving the site currently, which will have a positive impact on the creek and inland bays.
And the response was given by, I know it's the applicant.
That's the applicant.
Does it say?
It doesn't say by who on that case.
Doesn't it say engineers or who, or just was it maybe the attorney? Did you make those comments?
Yes, Mr. Cole, I did make those
and
comments.
And what is your background in water quality and all that kind of thing?
I have Mr. Lewandowski, I have Mr. Beach, and I have Mr. Dwyer, who
is. Why didn't they make those comments?
Because I was the applicant for purposes of signing with PLUS, therefore I have to respond to the PLUS comments.
So you have some documentation showing where they've given you some information saying that DENREC was wrong?
We'll take a look at the balance of the book. You will see that there are the reports in there, and I have Mr. Lewandowski, Mr. Beach.
I'm just asking, did they submit to you reports?
I did not ask them for written documentation to respond.
They just had a casual conversation with them?
Well, no, it wasn't casual.
Just curious.
It was informative, Mr.
I'm
Cole.
I'm sure it was.
You guys done?
Mr. Lang, what did you...
We've been done a long time ago, but I mean...
I'm just curious about we got DNREC, which is a credible agency, and I was just wondering where he got his information from.
They never stops.
He doesn't have anything in writing, which I just found out, so...
You need a badminton racket.
Mr. Lang, what did you do different? The last two people in opposition said that it was not advertised well. Did you not advertise as you normally do?
We advertised in the same method. It's advertising to the local newspapers. 61 notices were sent out to area residents, and the property was posted.
May I comment on that, Mr. Jones?
We're only required to send the advertisements and post the property.
What would be the impact of this application on that large blue area? What is the impact of this, what we're hearing today? Is there a relationship to what we've heard today in that big blue area?
In the blue area?
Yeah, in that light blue area.
Well, just that site would be served, and you should have less septic.
So that's kind of part of the application, I guess?
No.
In a way?
No,
technically, you're only looking at the site in green.
They just drove their stakes in the ground and said, we think this is our turf,
yeah.
For lack of a better word.
You're looking at the site to be served, where the site is going to serve the blue area.
So nobody was probably notified in the blue area, light blue area.
No, it's advertised. That's the only required notice.
Right. Well, there were letters sent.
Not to anybody in the light blue area is what I'm thinking.
I sent letters to everybody in the blue area about this also, Mr. Cole.
Or in the yellows?
No, in the blue.
All the people that live in that blue area?
1,800 letters, wasn't it?
There are approximately 18, I think it was, 17, 18, 16 existing subdivisions within that area. And we actually mailed letters to those subdivisions to inform them, to see, gauge their interest.
The individuals or the homeowners associations, how did you?
It was a little bit of both. It was what we could get records, you know, to do. We've actually met with several. We've met with the Midway Baptist Church. The Midway Baptist Church didn't have any qualms with it. I attended a Lockwood Homeowners Association annual meeting. They appeared to be actually very interested, very positive. And letters went out to several others in the area, just kind of as Mr. Jones had alluded to, kind of a mass mailing, so to speak. And some of those yellow spots are ones that have responded back positively. So,
mm-hmm. And I'd also point out, Mr. Cole, Ms. Deaver's comments to the Planning and Zoning Commission were reported in the Cape Gazette as a part of an article describing the public hearing held before the Planning Commission. So there was a little more than average.
I'm just wondering how many of that.
Attention paid
it to appears this. That your light blue area is important in this application. So I was just wondering if were people notified in there, and you just said they were. Okay.
I think it was, the way the map reads is it says that it's a mailing area. They've been notified. Anything proposed, they're certainly in the same situation as us. Density makes a cheaper situation. That's the same deal with our side. Okay. Any other questions, Rick?
Anybody else in opposition?
No.
Anyone else in opposition?
Opposition?
That's interesting.
Is this the first time you've ever opposed anything?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Gentlemen, my name is Darren Lockwood. At a former life, I was a president of Meridian Architects and Engineers, of which I've subsequently sold to another company. So now my primary business is in the wastewater. So I kind of want to make a couple comments. The reasons, I just want to bring out some facts, maybe. And I know Mr. Schrader and I are good friends, so he may not take the, hopefully he won't take this personal.
I hope he does.
I have a copy of the updated land use plan, and I know Mr. Phillips and Mr. Cole didn't vote for it, and maybe probably because
different reasons.
There were some different reasons, I'm sure. But
I think they're together on that.
It's pretty specific in here. Mr. Schrader said that it was pretty vague on the utility side of things, and there's quite a few pages in here that addresses the wastewater. And if you turn to page 6-11, it starts in the wastewater treatment overview where it goes to existing sewer districts, primary sewer districts, and secondary service areas. In the original draft of this, the existing sewer areas and the primary sewer service areas, it used to say private wastewater service providers are prohibited in these areas on both of these things. That was subsequently changed. But if you go down to the secondary service areas, this is actually what it says. The private wastewater service area providers may be permitted to operate in the secondary service areas on an interim basis until the county service is provided. That's basically what that says. And this is all basically from your land use plan. Also on...
Now, secondary area would be that blue?
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is that a definite? Is that a true definition?
I just got that,
Mike,
from
is that
Mr.
what they call
Mr.
a secondary
Islam.
Area?
No, the secondary area.
Can we get some good definitions here?
Need to come up.
Primary, so
need to come up and speak.
You might want to. You might want to come down again. Lawrence says you need to get on there. Okay. Sorry about that, but.
You thought you're gonna get off easy today, Mike.
Well, no, he's referencing secondary, and I don't know for sure. I want to be.
And this is my best recollection. In this area, the primary, it's all North Coastal Planning Area. It's all primary service area in the pink. The blue is not in any wastewater service area of the county, so it's neither primary nor secondary.
Oh, it's not neither. It's even
either one.
It's even lower than secondary. It could be like a third. Place?
Third place? I don't think we got to.
Do I have
place.
A third choice? I'm not sure.
Unclassified.
Unclassified service area. There you go.
So
it would be an unclassified service area, the blue area.
Okay.
That's
cool. Thanks, Mike.
Private sewer. It also says on page 617, private sewer providers are considered a viable option for wastewater in areas where county or municipal services are non-existent or unplanned. I believe that the county's spent quite a bit of money in the primary planning that. Wastewater from new development should be directed to county or municipal wastewater systems where available. And again, this is all right out of the thing. However, this is on page 619, if a new development is served as part of a separate system, then the economics of serving existing development must stand on its own. Therefore, there may be major inefficiencies if the private system is located within between two existing areas that need service. And again, I think those are just, Mr. Schrader had some vagueness in that, and I just want to make sure that was also. One other concern that I had, I was at Wastewater Advisory Council hearing a few months ago in Rehoboth, and Tidewater Utilities was presenting this solution to the city of Rehoboth as a viable option for them. And I guess my question.
Same site?
The same site, yes.
For
Rehoboth. And they made the comment of there were 3,700 units or something, and there were only 400 left. I'd like to know how they were proposing a 1 or 2 or 3 million gallon a day solution to the city of Rehoboth when there was only 400 units here for reserve. So just, I had those comments. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Schrader, was that site offered to the city of Rehoboth? Sir, somebody?
I think Bruce would be the best one.
Anybody? Well, he's the leader, I thought.
We actually made it clear that this site is not large enough to handle the city of Rehoboth. I think we discussed that, you know, perhaps it could be a hub if there were additional lands that it could be expanded, yeah. Which would require it to come back to you folks.
A yes or this, no, did you?
No, we specifically said this site cannot handle the city of Rehoboth as it is now.
Okay. Thank you. Rick?
Anyone else? Last call.
One last response, Mr. Earl?
Okay.
Nope.
Close the hearing.
Public hearing is
closed.
Wait,
a hand went up?
Huh?
Give her a chance.
Nope.
She's set. She's set.
I don't know. The gavel was on the way down.
You're not for. Oh, against, yeah. You're not for or against that, right?
Joanne Townsley, 22519 Woods Court, Lewis.
You can't say anything your husband was going to say because.
Well, I just want to say that I hope that a decision is not. Well, maybe a decision should be made today, but I'm not sure how you.
It can't.
Do things.
P&T has not made a decision.
I'm speaking on behalf of myself, not my neighborhood, but I've talked to quite a few people in the area, and regardless of the fact that they put it in the legal notices and there was an article in the paper, most of us just heard about this 2 weeks ago. There's a lot of people on vacation. A lot of people spend half their time other places, so they're not around to hear everything, and I really think if Tidewater wants to serve us, they ought to at least have the courtesy to talk to the people in the surrounding areas. And we happen to be in the pink area,
okay, well,
very close to where this is going to be sprayed. And it's a great concern to us, health-wise, bay-wise. I just feel like this is happening too quickly. I think I'm hearing conflicting information. And I would just ask, I don't know what you would call it, if you postponed or... You know, whatever your decision. You did? Did I miss that?
No, we will. We will.
Oh, okay.
Sure. We have to.
Well, I appreciate. Thank you very much.
The Planning Zoning Commission has not made a decision.
All right, so that's what's going to hold
that
back.
The next thing, and then it's.
Okay.
It's so we'll note there's no more opportunity for open dialogue.
So there will not be any more discussions or hearings.
There's opportunity for written comments. The letter of response that I received from the Office of State Planning Coordination, we refer to as PLUS all day.
Okay.
And that's
well,
it's
just a shame that a lot of people have no idea this
that'll
is
be submitted
going
to
on.
The commission on Thursday. Then there's 15 days of open record for written comments only, based only on those, only on that response.
And I'm not a member of this church, but I noticed that what is missing from the map is the location of the new Connolly Church, which is right smack dab in the middle of where they're going to spray.
Connolly Church?
Connolly United Methodist.
Connolly Chapel.
Chapel, I think right about. Well, I can't tell from this map. Near where the boat storage is.
They're the left of 24, aren't they?
Tell me, Ponting Express.
They're building a new church. They just built their parsonage.
Okay.
And
I thought you meant the old church.
There's a boat storage right next to it. There's also the Baptist church.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
That should do it.
Call your motion.
Okay, gentlemen.
Mr. Cole, your motion.
I'll make a motion. We defer.
Go.
You want a second?
Second. We're together, buddy.
The public hearing is closed.
Thanks for having you around.
Public hearing is closed.
Yeah, that is public hearing. Move second that we defer action and
call your
hearing.
Miss me, buddy.
Mr. Cole.
Right. No, the other two I won't miss, but I'll miss you.
The church at least.
All right. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Make motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
All favor, 2-5, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
How you want that?
Yes.